And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Voting is now open for the Phil Bredesen region of our Nashville sports bracket, determining the best Nashville athlete of the last 30 years. And a guy who's on that bracket as the number 8 seed, John Jenkins, former Vanderbilt guard, is on the line with us now. John, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking the time to come on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I always appreciate coming on here. I'm like anybody else right now, just trying to hang in there, trying to keep busy, hanging out with my family, enjoying the extra time I get with them. It's been fun.
Absolutely, and hopefully you, just like the rest of us, are making the best of this situation. John, we had Jordan Tutu, former Predator, come on yesterday and kind of state his case in this competition we're doing here at ESPN 102.5 The Game as they're determining the best athlete of the last 30 years. You're matched up with Steve Sullivan, former Predator, in the 8-9 matchup in our region. What's kind of the case you'd like to make to our fans out there voting for you?
That's always a good one, 8-9. I don't know, man. I think what I've done from high school to college, a lot of you guys have followed me. So I'm lucky enough to have stayed in Tennessee for the majority of my life and played at a high level. So I'm just going to let everybody vote and see what happens. But I'm not the boastful type, but I do feel good about my chances. And I saw I had to play maybe Eddie George next round, and that'd be a tough one. That was my one of my childhood idols back in the day, so that'd be a pretty cool matchup if I got to go against him.
Now, you don't want to look ahead too much, John. You got to keep, you know, you got to keep focused on the matchup in front of you. You know, hey, I wanted to know, John.
Like, I'm definitely not doing that 8-9.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so where are you right now? Where are you? Who are you with? And what kinds of things are you guys doing to occupy the time?
I'm actually in Atlanta right now. I live here in off seasons. I actually started off the season in China and. I had to leave as soon as it got bad. My team did a great job of helping get me back home. And then once I got back home, I was working out and just training and kind of got restless and wanted to go play somewhere else. So my agent got me into Israel, and I played only 2 games. And then, you know, the league had to stop because of the virus. So
wow,
it's been a tough time. I'm back in Atlanta now just training, and I'm doing everything on my routine that I usually do except for going on the basketball court. So I'm staying in shape and just staying mentally and physically ready best way I can.
John, obviously you were a great player at Vanderbilt. What do you remember most fondly about your time with the Commodores?
More than any big win or, you know, any big game that I had, it was just the camaraderie with my teammates and the locker room talks and just spending time with those guys. I mean, that's something that you don't realize how vital and important it is to you until you don't have it anymore. The bond you have with your college teammates is something that it's a real family type atmosphere. And I talk to those guys still to this day, and they're my brothers.
If there was in that time at Vanderbilt, John, a best memory, a best performance, something like that, what would it be?
Definitely beating Kentucky in the SEC championship. That was incredible because we haven't won a tournament championship game in 50-plus years, and we knew that going into the game. And we beat the eventual champions, the national champions, so it was a great game. I've seen it on ESPN Classics a lot throughout the years, and I'm happy to be a part of that game. It was a lot of fun and a big win for Commodore Nation.
John Jenkins, former Vanderbilt guard, on the line with us. And, John, you may not know this, but at the same time you were going to station camp, I was a Hendersonville commando, and I remember you being the talk of the town there in Hendersonville, averaged 42 points per game in your senior year, which led the nation. What do you remember most about your experience at station camp?
Oh, man, a lot. But I think my senior year was a lot of craziness. Big games. Every game was like a playoff atmosphere type game. I just remember all the crowds being super packed, and the night that I had 60 points against Gallatin, we actually lost in double overtime. I fouled out, but I just remember a lot of the Vandy guys coming to the games, the coaches. Ended up being my last home game ever. That was probably the most special moment I ever had. Even though it was a loss, it was just the fact that when I first got to station camp, it wasn't, you know, it was a brand new school and nobody really heard about us. And then my last game, and then 4 years later, the school is somewhat on the map, and we've been able to go to the state tournament since then. Coach Massey's been doing a great job, and I feel good about, you know, how I left the organization and the school and the way it's going now. I feel like that was a big thing for me, is I wanted to put that school on the map, and hopefully I did that, especially in Tennessee.
See, I think what Robbie wanted to ask you, John, is if you remember dunking on his head. He was hoping he was hoping that that was going to be like one of your, you know, your greatest memories of high school. But I'm sure there were a couple other guys who probably got dunked on as well during that time.
It was the beginning of the end for my basketball career.
You said that was the last time you dunked ever?
I haven't dunked on anybody's head since high school, probably. But I don't remember us playing Hendersonville. I don't remember us playing Hendersonville.
I know
we played them in a Jamboree game when I was maybe a sophomore or a junior. But as far as regular season game, I don't know if we ever played you guys.
Yeah, I think we were in a rec league, just kind of a pickup game, and I think it was you and Matt Gray who went to Station Camp, a bunch of Hendersonville guys, and let me tell you, that was the beginning of the end for my basketball career. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Good times.
So, John, I did want to ask you about Vanderbilt basketball now. Obviously, it's been a tough couple of years. You know, Bryce Drew, Darius Garland gets hurt. That team can't win an SEC game. Bryce Drew gets fired. Now Jerry Stackhouse after a year. Have you been able to keep up with the program? Have you been able to watch Vanderbilt games? And have you had any contact with Jerry Stackhouse or anybody in the program? Do you still try to stay engaged with the program?
I definitely try to stay engaged, and I think a big part of that for me is just growing up and being a Vanderbilt fan in my earlier years. I went to Vanderbilt basketball camps as a kid, so I've been pretty invested for a long time. And I talked to Stackhouse when he first got the job. He actually lives in Atlanta in the offseason, I believe, too, or whenever he can get out here. So I talked to him, and I've seen him in multiple gyms. And just being in the NBA fraternity, you meet and get to know a lot of good people, and he's definitely one of those guys. I feel like, you know, every organization or every team has a tough couple of years. All the best teams have done it. Carolina, Duke, they have down years, and this is a down couple of years for us. But I have complete faith in Stack, and how he's going to, you know, at the very least, we're going to always give our best and play hard, and then defensively we're always going to compete. And I think in the next couple of years, we'll have a spec rolling again, if not next season.
Former Vanderbilt guard John Jenkins on the line with us. And, John, you hear it all the time in sports, whether it's the NFL, like your welcome to the NFL moment where you've taken a big hit or you got beat deep on a pass. Like, what do you remember? You played a ton of games in the NBA. Was there, like, a particular moment that you remember, whether it was somebody you were guarding or something that happened to you where you're like, wow, I'm here, I've made it to the NBA?
It was definitely when I first got to guard Kobe Bryant, and then the other one was Dwayne Wade, two of the elite shooting guards that ever played a game. With Kobe, it was just in awe of me having to guard him. Like, I've watched him my whole entire life, watched film on him, watched all his great games, and actually being a kid from Hendersonville, Tennessee, having a chance to guard Kobe Bryant, it was just very surreal for me. And then Dwayne Wade, I remember before the game, my teammates telling me he always shot fakes. He tries to get rookies in the air to shot fake them to get to the free throw line. So I'm like, okay, I'll be ready for it. Watch film all day before the game, preparing for it. First play of the game, he shot fakes. I jump. He gets two free throws, and then I guess that's my welcome to the NBA moment. there was two outstanding players, and I've got to guard a lot of good guys. O.J. Mayo was actually my favorite high school player coming up, and I was probably – it's crazy. I was probably more nervous guarding him than I was those two guys because it was somebody I watched every single day. So I've got to guard the best and play against the best of the best, and I'm just blessed to be able to have that opportunity, especially being from where I'm from.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, people may not remember, but, you know, Derrick Rose and O.J. Mayo, same class, and a lot of people – I mean, O.J. Mayo was the guy, right? I mean, he was
– the guy for sure.
Yeah, he was the number one recruit. Of course, went to USC, and then, of course – Derrick Rose ended up probably surpassing him, but it's interesting to think back on that. So, John, right now, like you said, you're back in Atlanta. You got out of Israel. You're in limbo. You're staying in shape. How have things been left? And is it essentially like you expect to head back over there? I mean, of course, we're all wondering here, you know, NBA, are they going to try to go to Vegas or do something, continue the season? How are things left with you in that league? And what's, and obviously we don't know what's going to happen with coronavirus, but you know, what's the outlook in terms of what could happen for you there?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen, I think China's trying to start back. They just recently had another delay, I think until maybe early May. So I think the NBA is looking at China to see, you know, what's the blueprint or how early can we get back to playing basketball? So with Israel, they haven't officially canceled the season yet, so I'm technically still kind of on call until they officially cancel the season. A couple of countries have canceled already. I think Russia, Italy, I think Greece just did this morning. So I'm still waiting to see if we end up canceling. And if we do, it's just kind of like free agency time, I guess, whenever that happens. It's very interesting. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the NBA. I would assume, and I'm pretty certain, they'll find a way to finish the season, even if it goes into September, from what I've been reading and what I've been seeing on the internet. I think they really want to crown a champion. I think that's really important, especially for the fans during this time, is to get connected again, even if fans can't attend the games. It's that something to watch and cheer for. So I do believe the NBA will come back. I don't think I'll be going back to Israel. I don't know. I think it's really hard to get out there right now. And I think in any day, any week, they'll probably end up canceling my season. But I'm staying ready just in case, for sure.
Former Vanderbilt and Station Camp guard John Jenkins has been our guest here on Morning Drive. John, all the best to you and the family as we move forward here, and thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, always.
Thanks, John.
Absolutely. When we come back, we will let Marquise speak his piece on the draft that we did yesterday on the show regarding the NBA's all-time starting five. That's next. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.